How was your walk? She asks me. It was okay. I say so she doesn't worry. But what can I report about the umpteenth time Carla has walked me by Kevin McLaughlin's house, hoping to catch a glimpse of him eating turkey inside? Hard to get used to everything so gray and dead, Mommy sighs, glancing up at the bare trees. At the mention of death, I can feel her hand tighten on my waist. Your first American Thanksgiving, she says, trying to sound cheerful. As I follow her indoors, I see out of the corner of my eye a little flake of dust, and then another. But no, I think it couldn't be. I'm expecting lace doilies like the ones my grandmother used to crochet before she had to leave her home behind and come to this country. In the dining room, the big table is set with extra leaves to accommodate all the grown-ups. It looks like a gathering of blackbirds, everyone wearing black. I sit with La Juventud at the smaller table set up for the kids by the picture window. We thank you, Señor, for these gifts, Tio Carlo begins, but he chokes up. Mundin says that our uncle has been feeling bad that he got out just in time, leaving my father and Tio Tony and others to bear the brunt of the dictator's son's wrath. Most of all, we thank you for bringing the family together. Our grandfather picks up. To mourn and to celebrate those who gave their lives for all of us. Amen! Fifi calls out when nobody says anything. She's learning how to pray, and every time she knows a word, she yells it out, loud and clear. Everyone bursts out laughing, some of us through our tears.
Okay, it's Thanksgiving now, and Anita and Mommy are still in New York City. They're staying with the Garcias in a part of the city called Queens and looking for a place of their own. It sounds like they won't be going back to the Dominican Republic for a long time. Anita and her mother are still really sad about Poppy, of course, but today they're together for Thanksgiving with the Garcias, Anita's grandparents, and a lot of other family members. The Garcia girls are excited to show Anita her first snowfall. And Anita's in a new school where she no longer has to be in the second grade. So maybe not everything in her life is totally sad. Let's read on from the top of page 156.